Title: Comping Ideas into Final Arrangements at 170 BPM Advanced. All right, let's do the thing that separates a hard drive full of sick 8-bar loops from an actual drum and bass track people can mix and rewind. Today is Advanced Workflow in Ableton Live, comping ideas into a finished arrangement at 170 BPM. Not comping like vocal takes, but comping like an editor. You're going to audition multiple versions fast, commit to the best bars without losing your options, and build a DJ-friendly structure that feels intentional. Tension, release, reloads, and those clean 16 and 32 bar phrases that just make sense in a set. By the end, you're aiming for a 3 to 4 minute rolling DNB arrangement. 16 bar intro, 16 bar build, 64 bar drop A, 16 bar breakdown, 64 bar drop B, then a 16 to 32 bar outro. Classic, reliable, and it still leaves room for personality. Let's start with a mindset, explore in session view, commit in arrangement view. Every time you commit, you print. Every time you explore, you stay flexible. Step 0, set up a comping framework so you don't get lost. Set your tempo to 170. Then go arrangement view and set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, everything launches and records in clean chunks and you don't end up with awkward off-grid scene changes. Now make 4 main groups. Drums, bass, music, and effects. Color code them consistently. It sounds like a small thing, but when you're comping at speed, color is navigation. Drums red, bass purple, atmos blue, effects yellow, whatever. Just be consistent. Then create an empty audio group called Prints. This is where you'll record resamples and flattened sections. This is your commitment zone. If you're the kind of producer who keeps tweaking forever, this Prints group is your new best friend. Extra coach note before we start auditioning. Lock your grid before you comp. At 170 BPM, tiny timing differences can feel exciting in session view, but messy in arrangement view. Pick one reference groove, usually your main break, and align everything else to it. If you're warping breaks, use beats mode and preserve transients. Keep complex pro off for drums. For bass audio, try tones mode if it's sustained res movement, or don't warp it if it's already tight. And here's a power move. Use track delay in milliseconds to nudge entire layers while you're still experimenting. It's cleaner than sliding 100 tiny clips and then regretting it. Step 1. Build your idea matrix in session view. Go to session view and create scenes that represent sections and variations, not just random jams. Name them like A1 drop clean, A2 drop busier, A3 drop break emphasis, B1 drop heavier, build 1, breakdown, and a minimal 1. Intro mix in. Now fill each scene with 8 or 16 bar clips for each group. For drums, you want variations in hats, ghost snares, extra tops, break layers. For bass, different phrases, fills, and call and response. For atmos and music, different textures and space, pads, noise bids, stabs, vocal chops. For FX, risers, impacts, little ear candy. Think of this like a DJ crate. You're not arranging yet. You're building options that are easy to audition. Advanced audition tip. If you want to test breaks performance style, temporarily set crucial clips to gate launch mode, so they only play while held. For most things, keep it on trigger with 1 bar quantization. The goal is clean phrasing. Step 2. Create keeper lanes using duplicate tracks. This is pseudo comping. Ableton's take lanes are great, but for DNB arrangement comping, this is often faster. Pick key parts, maybe your main break track, your top loop, and your main bass hook. Duplicate each one 3 times. Name them like Break Keeper, Break Alt 1, Break Alt 2. Put your best clip on Keeper. Put your alternatives on Alt tracks. Mute the Alt tracks by default. Why this works? When you're deep in arrangement mode, you can swap sections in seconds by copying bars from the alt track into the keeper timeline. No hunting through old scenes. No, where did that version go? Panic. And a rule to keep you sane. 2 alt max per key part. If you have 12 alternates, you don't have alternates, you have procrastination. Step 3. Record a performance arrangement from session into arrangement. This is where you capture the vibe before you start cutting it up. Arm arrangement record. Then trigger your scenes live, like a mini set. 16 bars intro, 16 bars build, 64 bars drop A, switching between A1, A2, A3 every 8 or 16 bars, 16 bars breakdown, 64 bars drop B, using the heavier scene and variations, then an outro. Do not overthink it. This is a first draft. You're basically generating raw footage that you'll edit later. Critical DNB detail. Keep phrasing in multiples of 16 bars most of the time. You can break it on purpose later, but first earn the right to break the rule. Now step 4. Hard comp the best 4 to 8 bar sections. This is the real magic. Go to arrangement view, turn on loop, and start auditioning in 4 or 8 bar chunks. Use split at bar lines, and ask 3 questions every chunk. Is the groove pushing forward? Is the bass answering the drums? Or is it just talking non-stop? Do I have enough variation fills, stop starts, break switches to keep attention? Here's a practical comp method. Let's say bars 9 through 16 of your drop a feel weak. Maybe the hats feel flat or the bass phrase doesn't land. Find a better version either earlier in the arrangement where you recorded a different scene, or from your alt tracks. Copy just that better 8 bars and paste it over the weak section. Then fix the edit. Now, crossfades. This is non-negotiable if you want clean break edits. Go to preferences and enable create fades on clip edges. For break edits, use short fades like 5 to 20 milliseconds. For bass edits, even shorter, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. Sometimes 0 is fine if you're cutting at 0 crossings, but don't gamble if you hear clicks. If you get phase issues with layered breaks, don't sit there suffering. Once you like the edit, consolidate to commit. You can even consolidate the break stack after you've chosen the comp, because it locks the phase relationship and makes the whole thing feel like one record. Now step 5. Build DNB arrangement landmarks. This is how you turn cool bars into story. Let's blueprint it. Intro, 16 bars. Keep it mix-in friendly. Atmos or pad with a filter slowly opening. Bar stops. Maybe a filtered break teaser. Not the full chaos yet. Use auto filter with a low pass, and a little echo like an eighth dotted high pass so it doesn't cloud the lows. Build, 16 bars. Add snare build density. A noise riser. Maybe a short vocal stab. Add drum density, but don't blow your headroom. A drum bus on your drum group can help here drive and a touch of crunch, but keep it controlled. And make sure your low-end discipline is in place. Mono your sub-region with utility or an M/S approach. In drum and bass, wide low-end is how you lose punch in a club. Drop A, 64 bars. Think in 4 16-bar sentences. First 16. Establish the groove and main bass hook. Next 16. Add break layer or ghost snares. Next 16. Variation call and response, res movement, small rhythmic flips. Last 16. Pre-switch energy fills, tension, little fakeouts. Teacher note, if your drop feels heavy for the first 8 bars and then it gets boring, it's usually because you didn't plan these landmarks. It's not a sound design problem, it's an arrangement problem. Breakdown 16 bars. Pull out kick and sub for the first 8. Keep ghosted break or atmo so it doesn't feel empty. Add a tape stop style moment if it fits. Pitch automation down, or a frequency shifter moment. Keep it tasteful. DNB breakdowns are quick. You're not writing a movie score here. You're setting up the next punch. Drop B, 64 bars. Same skeleton, heavier design. New bass layer or different res movement. Twitch the break, or change hat pattern. Give me one signature moment every 16 bars. A big fill, a stop cut, a bass sustain, something that makes the listener go okay, we're in the second drop now. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. Mix out friendly. Reduce bass complexity. Keep drums steady. Remove risers and ear candy. Let the DJ do their job. Now, upgrade your comping discipline with phrase markers. Drop locators every 8 or 16 bars and name them for function, not content. For example, establish, add tops, a switch, a pre-fill. B impact. Outro start. This prevents the advanced producer trap, where you comp amazing bars, but the track doesn't tell a story. Also, check your master bus behavior. If you're writing into a glue compressor or limiter, sometimes the best 8 bars only feel best, because they hit the master differently. Do a quick toggle. Master processing off while you do the comp pass, then on for final polish. If everything collapses when you turn it off, you're relying on loudness, not musical contrast. Now step 6. Print your comps to Audito. Commit like a pro. Once you like a section, freeze and flatten or resample it into your prints group. Here's a clean approach. Create an audio truck under prints. Set its input to resampling. Record 16 to 32 bar chunks. Drop a drums, drop B bass mid, effects hits, whatever matters. Then replace overly complex stacks with printed audio where appropriate. Break stacks, bass resample phrases, big FX layers. This drops CPU and makes editing surgical. It also forces decisions, which is the whole point of comping. Advanced sound design workflow that saves your low end. Print your mid bass without sub. High pass the resample around 120Hz. Keep sub as a separate clean synth track, mostly mono. Now you can chop, reverse, stretch, fade, and glitch the mid-bass all you want without destroying low-end continuity. Step 7. Micro-automation pass. This is the glue pass. Your comp sections should feel connected, not stitched. Do filter transitions on Atmos and tops at section boundaries. Do reverb throws on snares at the end of 16-bar phrases. A quick burst of hybrid reverb, then cut it. Do delay throws with echo on a vocal chop or stab, especially leading into a new phrase. Drop a 1-bar fill every 16 bars, and save something extra for bar 63 or 64 before the switch. Ableton stock power move, utility gain automation. Instead of smashing your limiter, automate a subtle lift into drop B, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, or create perceived lift by thinning mid-range right before the drop hits, then restoring it. Contrast is louder than loud. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. 1. Arranging in 8-bar loops with no landmarks. Fix it with locators and 16-bar logic. 2. Too many break layers at once. That's how you smear transients and create phase chaos. Choose one main break and one supportive layer. Commit. 3. Bass phrases that don't respect the drums. If bass talks constantly, the groove loses punch. Leave gaps. 4. No mix-friendly intro and outro. You want clean, stable drums and controlled bass. 5. Endless alt hoarding. 2 alt max. Make the decision, print it, move on. Now, a few advanced variation ideas you can use immediately. 4 and B bass call response without rewriting patches. Duplicate the bass MIDI clip. Clip A keeps the motif. Clip B keeps the rhythm but changes only the last one or two notes per bar. Then comp A and B in alternating 4-bar blocks. It evolves while staying recognizable. For break identity swaps, keep one constant like the snare sample or ghost note pattern and swap everything else. The listener hears a new section, but the backbeat stays anchored. For variation, without new clips, run one hat loop into auto pan with phase at 0 degrees and low amount. Then automate only the amount and rate at section boundaries. It implies movement and energy, but you didn't add layers or clutter. And one more, create a dedicated fill library track. 1-bar fills as clips. Treat fills like punctuation, not spaghetti. 1 every 16, plus a signature before switches. All right, mini practice exercise. This is where you actually learn it. Make 3 drop scenes in session, a 1 clean roll. This audio version is shortened for playback.